Emma, this is one of the storyboards that we create whenever we're changing an area. Photographs and diagrams of the parts.
What I can see in front of me here is almost like a geographical cross-section that I might have drawn in geography at school, where you can see the North Sea, Germany, and you can see the components of offshore wind stations. Which part of this are you involved in?
The main stages we get involved in are the AC substations, and the DC converters, and then the onshore substations.
So this is when you've got energy that's been generated on the wind farm, it's been converted as it gets to land or on its way to land so that we can use it effectively.
Absolutely spot on, yeah. And then from the storage, it'll be onto the grids of the countries that are going to use it.
Tell me a little bit about the history of the company.
The company was formed in the year 2000, but as we stand here today and chat, we've got 120 people on this site. We've also got 50 people that work in our satellite facility in Romania. And that spirit that we've kept going pretty much from day one has helped us grow from 7 million euros up to this year. We're hoping for a record year of 13 million euros.
You've recently secured some big contracts. How does that affect your employment levels?
Over the last 18 months, we've actually taken on 5 apprentices, and that's been off the back of the contracts we've won in the electrical distribution industry and specifically offshore wind.
Did you see offshore wind as an opportunity to keep growing?
The industry in the UK is still in its infancy. It's set to double in the next 3 years. The UK is in a great position to take advantage of the natural resource it's got, which is called our shoreline, shallow waters, calm tides and persistent wind. A few years ago, it was hardly worth talking about how many direct employees there were. That's now up to 7,000 from a starting point of very little. And that's set to grow to circa 30,000 in the next 5 to 6 years.
Do you find it easy to find the skills you need in employees locally here in Staffordshire?
Well, in all honesty, I think it's getting difficult all around the UK to find the skills. There's clearly a skills shortage. In some respects, it's a good thing. If we didn't have the work, we wouldn't have the skills shortage. It's a challenge that we've got to take on. It's something that Metcom is working extremely hard with. Taking on apprentices, training your own people, giving opportunities to good people who might not necessarily have the technical skills today, but with training and investment, as long as they put the effort in, a lot of people can do a lot more than they think they can do. And that's how we're bridging the gap.
A lot of people listening might think, oh, wind farms, aren't they those ugly things that stick out of the countryside fields? Would they be right?
Yeah, I am to think they're majestic. I think they're beautiful. They're providing a service that we all need. We can't live without electricity. Let's be straight and honest with that. We need electricity to enjoy our lives. Onshore wind farms are actually being, I wouldn't say replaced, but they're being subsidised massively by the offshore. There's no one to get annoyed by them. Once they're out there, for decades to come, they will provide clean electricity for future generations.